You're listening to SBS News.
When the BBC's political editor Laura Kernsberg tweets, "I normally try very, very hard not to say things like this, but I've never actually seen anything like what's happened tonight," you know the Brexit process is testing British politics to its limits. British MPs have voted against ever leaving the European Union without a deal, although it is still possible, if an agreement remains out of reach with the EU, that a no-deal exit could be the eventual outcome. Catherine Barnard, Professor of Law at the University of Cambridge, says the vote hasn't really settled anything.
What we do know is that there was a non-binding vote which said that the MPs, by a very slim margin, want no deal taken off the table. But that's only the start of the problems, because it's not really in the UK's power to take no deal off the table. The only way we can guarantee to do it is by revoking the Article 50 notification, so turning off that notification and reverting to the position before, which of course goes against what the referendum said.
The result of the vote was greeted with dismay by European leaders. Dutch Foreign Minister Stef Blok says while MPs in the UK may have voted against a no-deal exit, there's no indication that, if the EU grants them an extension past March the 29th, they can still come up with an acceptable alternative.
What will this extension being used for? Because an extension without a clear goal in sight won't add anything. And as all European member countries will have to agree, it is important that the UK will not only ask for this extension, which we will generally meet with benevolence, but that it will also make clear what this extension will be used for.
The European Union has adopted contingency measures to counter negative effects in the event of a no-deal Brexit. The Belgian member of the European Parliament, Tom van den Kendelare, says the EU has had to take steps to protect itself from the actions of the UK.
Well, we're now 14 days ahead of the Brexit, at the 29th of March, and it seems more and more that we're running towards the cliff, towards the cliff's edge. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be wearing any parachutes. And what we did this morning is voting legislation that precisely is that parachute with which we're able to jump off the cliff, but at least we have some safety measures in place.
For some, the chaos in Britain is seen as a business opportunity. Sigrid Kaag, Trade Minister for the Netherlands, says Dutch ports could replace British ports as a major point of entry for trade to the European Union.
But there's also an opportunity. We are a trading nation. We make a lot of our money is tied directly and indirectly to trade and foreign investment. So between Schiphol, the port of Schiphol, and the port of Rotterdam, we have a phenomenal location and we have the best infrastructure. We have a highly educated population, multilingual, and we are a knowledge-based economy, number two in the world when it comes to innovation. So it's also an opportunity to remind companies, if you are looking to continue to strengthen your presence on the continent, that part of the European Union, the Netherlands is a very natural port of call.
Perhaps not surprisingly, many British business leaders are viewing events in Parliament with dismay. Josh Hardy is the Deputy Director General of the Confederation of British Industry.
I think businesses are feeling a mixture of dejection and despair. It's not exactly that hopes were tremendously high that the Prime Minister's deal would go through. It's just another signal that the current process in Parliament simply does not work, that it leads to deadlock. And with that deadlock, no deal edges closer and closer, and that is deeply concerning for our economy.
Mr. Hardy says the British economy is already feeling the effects of Brexit, and no real decision has yet been reached. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.